For many centuries now, on this day, first the Franciscan family, but then the whole church, commanded by His Holiness the Pope himself, nearly 700 years ago, actually it's 800 years ago today, that this event took place. Our seraphic father, St. Francis of Assisi, was wont to go every few months to retreat by himself with one or two brothers to attend to his needs, especially not that he was old, because he was only in his early 40s when he died, but he was sickly because of all the penance that he did. And he went off to, in this case, to Mount Alvernia, above Assisi, a beautiful little mountain, where, of course, today there is a sanctuary commemorating this event. They were there for several days, and while he was praying on this day, all of a sudden, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to him in the shape of a seraphim, and that's why he's called the Seraphic Father. And then the seraphim was holding Jesus on the cross up. So it was almost like a double vision, in a sense. And from the arms and feet and side of the cross came forth rays that pierced the hands and feet and side of St. Francis. And from that day to his death, 2 years later, this was in 1224, St. Francis bore the stigmata, as they are called, of our Lord, the wounds of Christ on his hands and feet. And of course, we read about it in the Galatians, where St. Paul also says he bears the wounds of Christ. And most scholars seem to agree that that means that he had the stigmata. And others have, of course, last of all, to our knowledge, is St. Pius of Pietrelcina, whose blood is on our altar as well. And the collect of today's Mass speaks about the fact that the world had gone cold and soft and flabby, and God, in order to waken it up to penance and suffering, which is the true way of the cross, gave to St. Francis these signs upon his flesh, so he could be truly, to others, as he was called, a true image of Christ. And indeed, for many centuries, he has always been called the true icon of Christ, the true image of Christ. And so the Church celebrates this very, very special day. And many others, many other priests and women, or religious men, only St. Francis, who is a deacon, and St. Pius of Pietrelcina, who is a priest, have been known to receive the stigmata of our Lord. But many religious women have received the stigmata, among them, of course, St. Gemma Galgani in the last century, at the beginning of the last century. Her relic is also on the altar, and many others besides. So today we celebrate this wonderful day of the stigmata, of the holy stigmata of St. Francis. In addition, today, it's a day that's important to us because she is in our choir loft. Today is a feast of St. Hildegard von Bingen. She's one of the patrons of music of the church, and she wrote many, many hymns for the church. She wrote many things concerning our Lord and Our Lady and the Trinity. And she also wrote music. And today that has become very popular, unfortunately, sometimes among the wrong crowd. But her music is very beautiful, very ethereal. And she was the last doctor of the church proclaimed by Pope Benedict XVI of happy memory just a few years ago. And she is the nun that is second to the left on our choir loft, is one of the patrons of music, to help and protect our schola and the singing of the most sacred liturgy here in this parish and shrine. She lived not too far away from time-wise from St. Francis in the 13th century. And many, many wonderful things have come forth from her pen, from her works, and from her life. May St. Francis of Assisi and St. Hildegard von Bingen pray for us and assist us. And after Mass, I will bless with the first-class relic of St. Francis those who wish to come up to the communion rail. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.